7:55 on a Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday. That means it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abruscato, and it's brought to you by McConnell Automotive and McCoy Outdoor Company. Good morning, Captain Bobby.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys. Oh, man, we got them coming in two at a time right now, boys. I wish y'all were with me. This is when it gets fun right here, man.
Love it. Live on the radio.
I'll tell you what, though. We had to dodge some weather this morning, mm-hmm. And I thought that's what we talk about a little bit, because it looks like that's going to be the theme for the weekend, is just dodging these little squalls. And like I was telling the guys this morning when we left, the squalls on the radar on your phone or whatever, they look small. Mm. But if you're out on the water trying to dodge them, they don't look small. And some of these had some lightning in them this morning. And that's the big thing, man. There's nothing worth putting yourself in jeopardy. So we were dodging squalls this morning. It's got a little breezy now, but the squalls are gone. But the point is, we caught fish all morning everywhere we went, just dodging squalls, and that usually tells you that things are pretty good when it's going like that. A lot of shrimp around. We found a bird school here just a minute ago, and man, I'll tell you, the action on that thing just got phenomenal. These guys are catching them two and three at a time right now. So anyway, but just keep your eyes on that weather. Go where Mother Nature lets you go, and mm-hmm. you can still catch plenty of fish all the way up the bay, down through the sound. Keep your eyes open for signs of moving fish with the birds, which is what put us on this school that we're on right now. Those fish slicks, which we talked about a few weeks ago, those kind of things are dead giveaways. And the main thing, if you got squalls in the area, make sure you're safe to get back in or get to some shelter if one of them pops up around you.
Yeah, and you're on the water more than anyone I know, Captain Bobby, and I've heard you talk plenty of times previously about how seriously you do take the weather and any of those rolling storms, because in your years in business, you've seen some stuff happen.
I have, and I'll tell you something, man. I've had the unfortunate get caught in several of them, and I can tell you this. I've done everything I could to make sure I don't get caught in them again. Sometimes it happens, but I really go out of my way to make sure I'm not anywhere near them. The advice they give you on dealing with lightning and thunder, generally speaking, if you can hear the thunder, you're too close to it. So, and on the water, there's not a lot of places that you can hide. So you want to make sure, like I just mentioned a minute ago, that you can get to some shelter. As far as the fishing goes, back to it real quick, shrimp or shrimp imitation is going to always be your best bet, especially on windy days like we're having right now. Fishing them under a cork works really well. If you can get some leeward areas, fishing top waters work well. And I understand out in the bay, on a lot of that structure in the bay, slip corking shrimp right now is working extremely well. So, if you can get the right day to get out there in the bay, that's not a bad way to catch mm-hmm. some fish either.
Well, it sounds like you and the crew are having an absolute blast crushing them this morning. If folks want to have as much fun as they're having right now, how can they get A-Team Fishing on the line and book a trip?
Go to ateamfishing.com. That's our website. It's got our phone number and our contact via email. You can get us either way. Just give us a call and we'll get you set up. I think she's still got some dates left open in July, so give us a shout.
Yeah, that's your secretary, right? All right, Captain Bobby. Thanks a bunch, my man, and we'll talk in one week, all right?
Sounds good, guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, there you go. Great dude. Yeah. Even better fisherman. That's Captain Bobby Abruscato with A-Team Fishing. And that's saying something, because he's a great dude.
He's a great guy.
And that fishing report brought to you by McConnell Automotive and also McCoy Outdoor Company. I know a lot of folks were out at McCoy this past weekend for that big tent sale.
They did it, Michelle. I saw that. They had a crowd out there.
Still some time to get Father's Day gifts going into this weekend. Coming up, your take on the text line, 251-343-0106 for Mobile Mornings. We'll also check in with Rob Holbert on the way.